you can count on T-Mobile to help keep you connected. From big cities to small towns, on America's largest 5G network. Switch to T-Mobile, keep your phone, and they'll pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Family, how are y'all doing today? I know it's been a while since I've been on the pod with you guys. A lot has been going on. The season is obviously over for the Los Angeles Lakers. They were dispatched quite thoroughly by the Denver Nuggets, 4-1. A gentleman's sweep, if you will. Similar to the sweep last season, the games were pretty close. The Lakers actually led way more minutes than the Denver Nuggets did. It came down to execution in the end, rotations, things that ultimately led to the demise of Darvin Ham as the Lakers head coach. Something that a lot of Laker fans had been calling for a while. It makes perfect sense that he's no longer the coach. It's for everything impressive he did as a rookie coach, in his second year, he just simply didn't improve. And one thing I've always said, and you've heard me say on the pod before, is that coaching is a skill. And it's a skill that you can be better at, that you can become better at. Jason Kidd is a great example of this. Mike Brown is a great example of this. Darvin Ham simply did not get better. His rotations in year one were confusing. He liked playing three-guard lineups when that simply didn't work. And as soon as he had the opportunity to play three-guard lineups this season, he did it when Spencer Dinwiddie was acquired, and that obviously didn't work. And lo and behold, the Denver Nuggets have actually had a little bit of a difficult time with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Nikola Jokic himself says it's difficult when a team has as many bigs as the Minnesota Timberwolves do. And another thing you've heard me say before is that last offseason, when the Lakers failed to address the possibility of facing Jokic in the playoffs again by signing a legitimate big to play center, or at least a legitimate backup center, instead they went with the inexperienced Jackson Hayes and the oft-maligned Christian Wood. Those simply did not match up well with Nikola Jokic, especially given the fact that Christian Wood was injured and that Darvin Ham just simply didn't play Jackson Hayes very much against the Denver Nuggets. That was really disappointing. Good luck to Darvin Ham the rest of his career. I hope he learns from his mistakes as the Lakers head coach. But ultimately, yeah, man, it's not good when your rotations are bad and everything is just, it's not great. It's not great when rotations don't work out the way they do. So the Lakers obviously are in the news a lot, despite the fact that the playoffs are still going on, because there is an active head coaching search. And it was reported today, and it's kind of a blessing in disguise that I didn't record earlier, because I would then have reported news that turned out to be inauthentic. And by the way, it's been a while since I've been with you guys because I've been working on a movie. Pretty cool. But yeah, when it comes out, I'll tell you guys all about it. But yeah, that's where my focus has been the last month. But back to Darvin Ham. Or back to the coaching search, rather. So it was reported today that the finalists are down to Sam Cassell, James Borrego, and J.J. Redick. And J.J. Redick was one of the first names mentioned, and a lot of people seem surprised by that. A lot of people think it's a very calculated move by LeBron James, and it may very well be. But one thing I will say, despite the fact that J.J. Redick has no experience as an NBA head coach, and as unlikely as it would seem, or as we'll call it dumb as it would seem to be for the Lakers to go back to hiring an inexperienced head coach right after Darvin Ham, I think that J.J. Redick would get a buy-in from LeBron James. And as a potential head coach for the Los Angeles Lakers, if you're going to bring back LeBron James, the biggest thing he can do is buy into the head coach. It's the reason why I think he was so successful with Ty Lue is because he was a former NBA player. As a former NBA player, he had Ty Lue's respect. And by gaining Ty Lue's respect from the get-go, I think LeBron James bought in, and that led to the rest of the team buying in. It would simply be a much different experience from the players than what you saw this past season. This past season, you saw that there was definitely moments where the team was not buying what Darvin Ham was selling. And that can't happen. Some positives I would say for James Borrego. James Borrego is part of the Greg Popovich coaching tree, which consists of guys like Mike Budenholzer, who was on the Lakers list for a little while, but he has now since been hired by the Phoenix Suns. Darvin Ham was under the Mike Budenholzer tree. Before Budenholzer was hired by Phoenix, my vote would have gone against Budenholzer simply because he was Darvin Ham's mentor. And I think a lot of the problems that Darvin Ham exhibited, he may have learned from Budenholzer. And you could, by extension, make an argument that maybe Budenholzer learned these bad habits from Greg Popovich, but somehow I doubt that. And the Greg Popovich tree has actually proven to be pretty successful in the NBA. And so that's one vote for James Borrego. James Borrego does have some rotation issues. He was previously the head coach in Charlotte. And I know that there were times when LaMelo Ball had proven to be a really great rookie. And even in his second year, there were simply times in which he just didn't play LaMelo Ball in the fourth quarter. Now, that could be due to a multitude of reasons. It would not surprise me at all if James Borrego were to come out and say that LaMelo Ball is very immature. Would totally 100% buy that. But that doesn't remain the fact. That doesn't, you know, he should still be playing because he's one of the best players in the league. I personally don't think that about LaMelo Ball, but, I mean, Charlotte didn't have much else. And that's the times that James Borrego simply just wouldn't play him. Those rotations seemed dubious. The other name, Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell has never been a head coach, but he has been an assistant for a much longer time than Darvin Ham. And Sam Cassell, and with that experience, I think similar to like a Phil Handy, that many years of being an assistant, I think leads to, or at least would breed, a very good, successful NBA head coach. You know, J.J. Redick, obviously we talked about the buying in from the teams. I think Jason Kidd exhibited some really good coaching skills immediately from the jump, so soon after being a player. And Jason Kidd, I would argue, has improved as a coach. It's a skill. You can learn from it. You can get better at it. I think Jason Kidd has gotten better as a coach. Other candidates, possibly. I mean, Ty Lue is in the conversation, but only because the Lakers want him. LeBron would want him. The Clippers, I don't think, would fire Ty Lue simply for the reason that they know the second he's fired from the Clippers, he will immediately get hired by the Lakers. And so because of that, I don't think the Clippers would fire Ty Lue. And I don't think NBA teams are allowed to give non-compete or anything like that. So as soon as the Clippers fire Ty Lue, he would be more than welcome to sign with any team in the NBA, including the Lakers. And I think the Clippers know that, and so they would not fire Ty Lue for that reason. So those are my thoughts on the head coach. As far as like who it should be, like honestly, if it's J.J. Redick, I wouldn't mind. Because, like I said, the buy-in from LeBron James, I think, would go a very, very long way. Moving on. So, Bronny James is in the news. Among the head coaching things in the news, the Lakers have the 17th pick. The New Orleans Pelicans have the right to swoop in and take that pick if they want. I don't believe they'll do it this year. They will be forced to do it next year if they don't do it this year. But it seems as though the Lakers are going to hold on to what looks like the 17th pick. And Bronny James is obviously in consideration. There's been reports saying that the Lakers want to re-sign James no matter what it takes. And if that takes drafting Bronny James, then that's what they'll do. Well, Bronny James was at the NBA Combine this week, and he presented some impressive numbers. He's got a 40.5-inch vertical. He shot 16 for 25 from three. He's very athletic, but he's also very...
You can count on T-Mobile to help keep you connected from big cities to small towns on America's largest 5G network. Switch to T-Mobile, keep your phone, and they'll pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica. Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port-in, 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. With UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Small. We previously thought Bronny James to be anywhere from 6'4 to 6'3. My personal NBA comp of Bronny James would have been like a poor man's Jason Hart, or Josh Hart, I'm sorry, excuse me, a poor man's Josh Hart. But Josh Hart has actually gone on to be an extremely impressive defender and rebounder, and Josh Hart is 6'4. And so if Bronny James is going to be a poor man's Josh Hart, that's great. The Lakers could absolutely use that. Well, despite the 40-inch vertical, despite the 16 for 25 from three, Bronny James measured in at a Peasley 6'1 and a half or 6'1 and a quarter. So he's much smaller than people thought. He plays bigger than 6'1. I'll give him that, but like, to put 6'1 in perspective, Steph Curry is 6'3. Mac McClung is 6'3. I think at this point, a decent comp for Bronny James might be Davion Mitchell in Sacramento, which Davion Mitchell's nickname is Off Night because he is such a tenacious defender. He puts people he guards end up having off nights. One thing I've heard a lot about Bronny James is his ability to defend. And so if Bronny James is a great defensive player, or even a good defensive player, well then a Davion Mitchell comp would be welcome. And I think there's a place for him in the league. But 6'1 and a quarter or 6'1 and a half, whatever it was, is that he measured it, that's very small. Backcourts are getting bigger. Like I said, Steph Curry 6'3, Klay Thompson is 6'7, Luka Doncic is 6'8. Like, Bronny James is 6'1 and a quarter. He's definitely not a point guard. He's a shooting guard. He plays like he would prefer to play small forward, and there's no planet in which a 6'1 player can be a small forward. 6'4 for a small forward is even a stretch. So I don't know where Bronny will be most effective at his size. I want it to happen more than anybody. I want LeBron to realize his dream of playing alongside his son in the same uniform. It probably will happen. Should it happen? I don't think it should. I've been rooting for Bronny James as much as anybody, but I don't think it'll happen. Bryce, who's currently a junior in high school, I believe. Bryce, I think, is a legit 6'4", and I think Bryce will end up being a more talented player. To ask LeBron to play 3 more years, I think, is a lot at this point. I mean, you know, it remains to be seen. But, yeah, that's kind of where we're at with Bronny James. He's very small. He is gifted. But that can only take you so far. It was brought up on Twitter that JHS was a higher prospect than Bronny James and averaged more points in college. And JHS, for lack of a better word, was an unmitigated disaster this season. When you factor in that Jaime Jaquez Jr. played really well for the Heat, you know, I'm rooting for Bronny James. Good luck to the kid. I hope he does well. And if he comes to the Lakers, I hope Lakers fans will embrace him and be nice to him. But they probably won't. but moving on. So there has been some roster news with some of the potential free agents of the team. Christian Wood has announced that he will come back to the team, as will Jared Vanderbilt. So there is an established core of players coming back. And assuming LeBron James come back, you've got Anthony Davis, you've got LeBron James, you've got Austin Reeves, you got Jared Vanderbilt, you got Christian Wood. That is not a terrible foundation to build from. And I think there's also now potential for the Lakers to sign a legit center. It's a player who I've wanted to see play alongside Anthony Davis for a while. Jonas Valanciunas. The New Orleans Pelicans have announced that they will not be re-signing Jonas Valanciunas, that he will be an unrestricted free agent this summer. And I honestly really hope that the Lakers will take a legit chance at him. There's talk about bringing D'Lo back. Now, D'Lo had a great regular season. He really did. He truly impressed people. His regular season was astonishing. He still didn't show up in the playoffs. And I'm of the firm belief that there are players who show up in the playoffs and there are players who don't. And it appears to be that D'Lo is just simply one of those players who don't show up in the playoffs. I don't think you can re-sign him. I don't think it's worth it, especially given the fact that he's earned himself a raise. I don't think that raise should come from the Lakers. Let somebody else pay him. Let the Orlando Magic pay him. Like, bring Dennis Schroeder back. Bring Dennis Schroeder back. He's not going to cost you as much as it would D'Angelo Russell, or even if it would. Like, bring Dennis Schroeder back. Spencer Dinwiddie has indicated he wants to come back to the Lakers, but I mean, honestly, imagine a starting lineup of Jonas Valanciunas, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Austin Reeves, and like whoever at point guard. Let's say it is Dennis Schroeder. Like, I'm more than happy with that. Then you've got Christian Wood off the bench. You've got Jared Vanderbilt off the bench. You potentially got Spencer Dinwiddie off the bench. Like, hell, Spencer Dinwiddie could even start in this scenario if he comes back. He could be the starting point guard. And then now you just got to find a decent backup point guard, which maybe you can train up Bronny to be. You never know. Moving on to other topics. All right, so we're talking about potential players and what moves can be made by the roster. Well, all of that is controlled by one man, and that one man is Rob Pelinka. Now, whether or not Rob Pelinka hasn't done the organization very many favors. Austin Reeves was a hit. Alex Caruso was a hit. But then you ended up giving Alex Caruso away, or rather letting him go away with getting nothing in return. Like, Rob Pelinka is definitely one of the main problems with this team. But similar to the stubbornness that the front office showed with not wanting to get rid of Darvin Ham, Man, it seems like, it really seems like the front office will never, ever get rid of Rob Pelinka. Rob Pelinka was Kobe's guy. I think that's going to go a really long way in making sure that he's constantly and still employed by the Los Angeles Lakers. But, yeah, Rob Pelinka definitely needs to be addressed, or at the very least, Rob Pelinka needs to hire somebody who can disagree with him or at least offer him different perspectives. That's definitely something that the Lakers should do this offseason. I mean, those are some of my quick thoughts about the end of the season, some of my quick thoughts about the beginning of the offseason. You know, the Bronny situation, the potential players that are out there. I would love for Jonas Valanciunas to be a Laker. I'm saying that right now. But yeah, until next time, we'll try to keep these more frequent. The movie that I was working on is now done, so we'll try to keep episodes more frequent. I'm going to try to clip. I'm recording this on video, but it's going to be an audio only podcast, but I will try to have snippets on video for the Instagram. Hopefully you guys follow us there on Instagram at Ethos Lakers. You can also follow the show at Ethos Lakers on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at JCDeLeon1. You can follow Ethan on Twitter at Ethan_Noroff. Sports Ethos just launched a WNBA fantasy show. So today, as I'm recording this, is the first day of the WNBA regular season. I'm a huge WNBA fan. I'm hoping to have my own WNBA podcast here at Sports Ethos at some point. You know, hopefully I could talk to somebody about that and make that happen. But until then, I'm JC DeLeon. Follow me on those platforms, and until next time, we're out.
You can count on T-Mobile to help keep you connected from big cities to small towns on America's largest 5G network. Switch to T-Mobile, keep your phone, and they'll pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port-in, 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.